Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, July 31st. Tesla has agreed to settle a class action lawsuit over throttling battery capacity. Back in 2019, several reports from Tesla owners came in seeing significant drops in range from 12 to 30 miles following a software update. On top of the range loss, DC fast charging rate at supercharger stations was also reduced. Tesla responded, saying the purpose was to protect the battery and the users, which led some confusion as to what else could be done. This led to a class action lawsuit led by one such owner. 2 years later, Tesla has pushed some software updates to restore the capacity and submitted a settlement with the court that involves paying $625 to each of the 1,743 affected owners. After justice is served here in the U.S., Tesla is still doing an ongoing battle in Norway over the same issue. Tesla has reduced the price of the Model 3 standard range in China. Unfortunately, the price for the same vehicle produced in the U.S. has been going up. Tesla China announced that the price of the Model 3 standard range is going down by 15,000 yuan, roughly $2,300 U.S. After the decrease, the Chinese-made Model 3 starts for the equivalent of $36,500. And here in the U.S., slow incremental increases have driven the price to start at $39,990 for the same car. The issue causing the climb in the U.S. prices has been listed as a supply and material cost. Oddly enough, Tesla China says that the reason for the decrease in pricing is cost fluctuations. A Tesla Megapack in the giant battery project in Victoria, Australia, has caught on fire, creating a blaze that almost is impossible to control. Neon obtained a new contract to deploy a giant 300 megawatt or 450 megawatt hour battery system using Tesla Megapacks in Victoria. The system was undergoing testing when one of the packs caught on fire on Friday. The local fire department is letting the blaze burn out, containing it to one pack and not the rest of the facility. There's up to 3 megawatt hours of battery capacity in a single megapack, so the 150 responders will be earning some overtime dealing with the blaze. Commercial EV manufacturer Lion Electric has announced that the Vermont energy provider Green Mountain Power will purchase two of its all-electric heavy-duty trucks. With the pending purchase, Green Mountain Power becomes one of the first utility companies in New England to transition part of its fleet to electric. The purchase includes a Lion 8 bucket truck for crews and a Lion 6 truck for electrical maintenance crews in the field. Lion Electric expects to deliver the first truck sometime by the first half of 2022, followed by the second next summer. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Orbital Marine Power's 2-megawatt tidal turbine has begun to generate electricity at the local onshore electricity network in Orkney, Scotland. The floating turbine, known as the Orbital O2, is anchored to the Fall of Warness, where the subsea cable connects to the European Marine Energy Center. The station has 2 subsea propellers that extract energy from the tidal movements below. The new generator is expected to meet the demand of around 2,000 UK homes and offset approximately 2,200 tons of CO2 production per year. Core Power announced yesterday that it will build the first lithium-ion battery factory that is wholly owned by a U.S. company, and it's going to be in Maricopa County, Arizona. The 1 million square foot manufacturing facility will be called the Coreplex and will support up to 12 gigawatt hours of battery cell production. The new factory will create more than 3,000 full-time jobs and around 10,000 direct and indirect jobs. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.